This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. International Day of Remembrance of Slavery Victims being observed today. High levels of unsafe pesticide residues found in vegetables in Kalimati Vegetable Market. Preparations afoot for an investment conference in Sudhur Pashim Province. And United Nations to downsize international staff in Gaza due to Israeli attacks. Now, the news in detail. Hitendra Dev Sakya has been appointed as the Managing Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority. A cabinet meeting held on Monday decided to appoint Sakya to the post of the authority. Sakya was appointed as the Managing Director of the power utility on the recommendation of the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. Likewise, the cabinet meeting held last evening decided to relieve Kulman Gissing from the post of Managing Director of the authority. The International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade is being marked today. A UN document stated that in 2006, the UN General Assembly recognized that the slave trade and slavery are among the worst violations of human rights in the history of humanity, bearing in mind particularly their scale and duration, and designated 25th March 2007 as the International Day for the commemoration of the 200th anniversary of the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade. The observation of the day began in 2008. Unsafe levels of pesticide residues have been found in vegetables kept for sale in country's largest vegetable market, Kalimati. The Rapid Pesticides Residue Analysis Laboratory of Kalimati tested the vegetable samples and found high levels of unsafe pesticides. According to the Kalimati Fruits and Vegetables Market Development Board, samples of 14 types of vegetables that arrived at Kalimati on Monday were tested and the pesticide called organophosphate was found in broccoli. The committee has said that out of 130 vegetable samples tested from March 14 to 24, 7 were found to contain inedible pesticides. Dr. Santa Karki, head of the Central Agricultural Laboratory, said that high levels of pesticide residues were found because the vegetables were taken directly from the fields to the market without waiting a mandatory specified time after spraying pesticides. Senior citizens have faced difficulty receiving social security allowance due to not having a national identity card. The local levels are returning the elderly service seekers empty-handed, reasoning that it was essential to produce national ID cards to claim an allowance. The government had decided to make national ID cards mandatory for receiving social security allowance, mobile SIM cards and all public services. The Council of Ministers meeting held on June 6, 2024 had decided to make the national ID cards mandatory for the renewal of social security allowances in 28 districts effective from July 16 in the first phase. However, the Supreme Court had issued an interim order not to implement the government's decision to make national ID cards mandatory for accessing public services, including social security allowance. On August 23, 2024, a division bench of justices, Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma and Til Prasad Shrestha, ordered not to implement the government's decision to make national ID cards mandatory for social security allowances for the time being. The fire that broke out at the Shangri-La plywood factory in Khaira, Gorahi sub-metropolitan city 9 is yet to be taken under full control. Chief District Officer Krishna Prasad Lamthal said that the fire is yet to be taken under complete control despite persistent efforts for more than 32 hours to douse the fire. The factory had been producing plywood and employs more than 900 employees. The Sudhur Pashim Province government has intensified preparations for the investment and development conference scheduled for September 17 to 18. The meeting of the province government held on March 5th had decided to organize the conference in Dhangadi. In this connection, a preparatory event is also being held on April 9th. A meeting was conducted in the presence of the Chief Minister and the coordinator of the conference direction committee, Kamal Bahadur Shah, on Monday. During the meeting, ministers, former chief ministers, ministry secretaries and members of the Provincial Assembly, Province Policy and Planning Commission discussed the need for changes in policies, laws, and programs to draw foreign investment and spur economic activities. The conference is aimed at promoting public-private partnerships. The monitoring of rare wildlife species, the snow leopard, has begun in the Upper Mustang region. The monitoring, assisted by camera trapping method at three locations of the Mustang, is expected to present the existing status of the animal and its number. The rising cases of human snow leopard conflict in the region have prompted the monitoring. Annapurna Conservation Area Project Office Chief Umesh Paudel said 12 cameras have been fitted and aims to determine further measures for protecting the animals by managing human-animal conflict. The snow leopard, known as the Queen of the Himalayas, has a significant contribution to the ecosystem, carrying religious, cultural, and biological values. A suggestion committee has been formed under the coordination of senior consultant and neurologist Professor Dr. Jagdish Prasad Agrawal. The committee was formed to identify people with muscular dystrophy condition, its treatment and prevention, as well as prepare long-term policy and action plans for the rehabilitation of muscular dystrophy patients. Muscular dystrophy is a group of genetic diseases that cause progressive weakness and degeneration of skeletal muscles. Spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said the committee has been given the responsibility to prepare necessary policies and programs to prevent the disease as well as rehabilitate the patients and families. As per the data, 800 people have been affected by this disease. The committee has been asked to prepare an awareness program about the prevention of the disease and inform families and health workers, as well as prepare a program for social rehabilitation and self-reliance of the patients. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. The United Nations has announced that it will be reducing the size of its international team on the ground in Gaza after renewed attacks on the Palestinian territory by Israeli forces killed hundreds of civilians, including UN personnel. UN spokesperson in a news briefing on Monday said that approximately 30 of the UN's 100 or so international staff would leave Gaza this week, admitting that the withdrawal comes at a time when humanitarian needs have soared and concerns over the protection of civilians intensifies. The UN spokesperson also confirmed that an Israeli tank was responsible for the attack on UN compound near Dire al-Balah, central Gaza, on March 19, which killed an UN staff member and left six other foreign staff with severe injuries. However, Israel claims that it struck a Hamas site where preparations were being made to fire into Israeli territory. Health officials in Hamas said since October 7, 2023, Israel's war in Gaza has killed more than 50,000 Palestinians and wounded more than 113,200 in Gaza. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki province, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 10 to 12 degrees Celsius today and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 25 to 27 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. International Day of Remembrance of Slavery Victims being observed today. High levels of unsafe pesticide residues found in vegetables in Kalimati Vegetable Market. Preparations afoot for an investment conference in Sudhur Pashim province and United Nations to downsize international staff in Gaza due to Israeli attacks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.